Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, McCorley Matthew, that's me, and my co-host, Willie Boy, Warrior Marmot. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, McCorley? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Tonight, we're going to continue where we left off from last week, the Mac and Madness, old school versus new school, big tournament. You know, we started off the tournament with 64 women. We're down to 32 right now, and overall, right now, the old school babes are leading the new school babes 17-15. So we're just going to continue on with that tonight to see who ultimately gets crowned the old school versus new school babe tournament champion. So we'll be going through that. And later, we'll give you a little preview of WrestleMania. And if we don't get to that this week, we'll talk about it next week since now, next week will be the weekend of WrestleMania, so
yep,
stay tuned for that.
And you.
Yep, WrestleMania and you will be going to MetLife Stadium together to see our first WrestleMania match ever. So
cool.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that a little bit later if we get to that near the end of the show. But yeah, man, let's continue where we left off with this Mac Madness tournament. You ready, Will?
Oh, I'm ready, man.
All right.
Are they ready? That's the question.
I can hear it in your voice. All right, so we got 32 women left. So let's beat off. We have Katy Perry versus Mila Kunis. Who you got?
Damn.
It's always hard. And I'm not talking about her penis.
Well, they're not here, so. That's
true,
that's
they are.
Oh, wow, let me think. Damn. Gotta speak up in my mind.
You know what? Let me go first. I will say, I gotta go with Katy Perry. I gotta go with Katy Perry. I think Katy has more goods, and she's just more sexier than Mila. Mila's a pretty looking girl, but I would go with Katy, man.
Tough choice, but I think this is a upset. I might have to agree with you.
Katy?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you.
Okay, well, we agree on that, so Katy Perry advances to the next round. All right, so in the next bracket, we got Anna Kournikova against Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, man.
I love Anna, but I got to go with Sarah Michelle Gellar because I've always loved that girl. You know, remember I told you that I loved her when she was on All My Children? Or was it General Hospital?
No, you were right.
Yeah, All My Children, yeah. So.
Yeah, me too.
I got to go with her. I know Anna Kournikova is good looking, but I love Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, man. Same reasons, man. I can't argue with that, man.
Are you going with Sarah, too?
Got it.
All right. So Sarah Michelle Gellar moves on to the next round. All right. Next, we got Scarlett Johansson versus Kate Upton. And this is a super match right here.
Oh, man. Yeah. Epic.
Ah, man. Wow.
Sure,
I'm going to go with Scarlett. I'm sorry. I mean, I got to go for the upset here. I got to go with Scarlett Johansson. I've always loved Scarlett for a long time now. I thought she's been the top 10, even one of the top 10 sexiest women on my list for the last 5 years or so. So
and
I got to go with Scarlett. No.
And who?
Kate Upton. I think Kate Upton, you know, has, you know, she's young. She has a lot more years, you know, to prove herself as a sexiest woman. Well, I mean, she currently is, you know, one of the sexiest women right now. But I got to give it to the veteran Scarlett Johansson on this one. I mean, it's tough.
Man.
I've had big titties, you know, but.
This is a draw right here, man.
It's like a Yankee versus Red Sox match right here.
Game 7.
Game 7.
They both in the World Series.
Yeah.
Man. You know what? Let's go to the draw. Let's go to the.
You wanna go to the tie?
Yeah, let's go to the tie.
Oh, man.
This is tough. Every time I say one, it's the other.
Yeah. Well, they both have big boobies, but I think when it comes to more stuff, I think Kate Upton edges out Scarlett on the breast size, right? I think she has a bigger bra size than Scarlett does.
I would say so, by a little bit, I'd say.
But then again, you know, Scarlett, you know, she's shorter, so her breasts, you know what? Let me go to the judges here. Let me go on Google.
This is unprecedented right here.
Let me see here. Just gotta find out their bra sizes. Okay, let me see here. Bra size, okay. She's a 36C, Scarlett Johansson. Now let's find out Kate Upton's bra size. Okay. So.
Oh, man, we got like the council from like Superman. When they put like Jor-El and those two villains from like Superman 1 and 2 and that Phantom Zone.
I guess all right, got it.
Loser goes to the Phantom Zone.
All right, well, I guess we were right. So Scarlett Johansson's bra size 36C. Kate Upton is phenomenally 34D. So Kate Upton advances to the next round. So
sorry, Scarlett.
I still love my girl Scarlett, but
you too.
Kate Upton. Gotta give it to her. So she advances. Next bracket, we got Melissa Joan Hart and Sofia Vergara. Who you got?
Fan of both of those fine ladies, but you know what? I'm going with Sofia.
You know, I agree with you there. I gotta go with Sofia also. I think Sofia is, you know, I bang her much more than Melissa. Melissa Joan Hart is just average to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty girl, but just average. You know, when it comes compared to Sofia. So I'm gonna go Sofia. So Sofia goes on to the next round.
It is probably the easiest one we've had so far.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's no competitions like the Kansas City Royals versus the Yankees or something, you know?
Didn't we have there's that no analogy like in the Super Bowl one?
Yeah. We always got to pick on the Kansas City Royals.
You should say the Astros because apparently A-Rod's making more than the Astros combined.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you're right. I'll use that for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got Cameron Diaz against Julian Huff. This is a tough one. But
this is a tough one. I think I'm going to pick old school Cameron.
I gotta disagree with you, man. I got to go with Julian Huff. I think Julian Huff is better looking than Cameron Diaz, old school and new school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sticking with Cameron Diaz.
I mean, can't go either way.
Well,
I guess I guess we could go to the tiebreaker right here.
All right, the bra size. Well, the person who has it looks like Cameron is gonna have more stuff than Julian Huff. So it looks like Cameron Diaz advances in the next round. Man, you're a traitor, Will. Don't you think Julian Huff is good looking, man? You don't think?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course she does. Of course I do.
I mean, you would take her? You would take Cameron Diaz over Julian Huff? Come on.
Are you talking about old school, man?
Yeah. I mean, Cameron Diaz, old school, she looked really pretty. She was fine looking. I mean, the mask, that's what made her, you know, so popular. But, I mean, I would take Julian Huff over her any day.
But, you know what? What the heck? I'll agree.
Well, it's too late now. We already agreed firsthand to go with Cameron. So Cameron advances to the next round. All right, we got next. Next bracket, we got Kaylee Cuoco versus Tyra Banks. Who you got?
Tyra.
I gotta go with Tyra Banks, old school, man.
I agree with this one.
Yeah, I gotta go with Tyra Banks. I mean, you know, she was banging back in the days. So you agree with Tyra?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so Tyra advances to the next round. So next bracket, we got Nicole Eggert against Kerry Russell Felicity.
Both pretty ladies, but I got to go with Nicole Eggert.
Me too. I got to go with Nicole. All right, so Nicole advances to the next round. Next bracket, we got Lucy Lawless against Suzanne Summers. Who you got?
Damn. You know what? I think I'm gonna pick that X factor. You know, being action hero, so I gotta put that. I think we're gonna disagree.
Who you going with, Lucy?
I think we're strongly going to disagree with each other, but you know what? I'll pick.
So you go Lucy Lawless, then. That's your final answer.
Yeah. I know we're going to disagree.
Suzanne Summers, man, she was a Dye Master.
I know.
Three's Company.
Believe me, I know.
But I'm going to have to go agree with you, man. I gotta have to go Lucy Lawless. Xena, Warrior Princess. Yo, I used to have wet dreams back as a kid when I watched that show. I got to agree with you, man. I got to go with Xena. Got to go with Xena on this one, so I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless. All right, next bracket, we got Kim Kardashian against Halle Berry. Who you got?
Very tough choices, but
I'm going to go with Kim. You go Halle?
Now, yeah, I definitely would agree with you. You know what? What the heck? Yeah, I agree with you.
Kim Kardashian? Okay.
It's tough. I'll agree with you.
All right. So Kim Kardashian advances to the next round. All right. Next bracket, we got Nicole Scherzinger against Lisa Guerrero. Who you got?
What? I'm going to go with Nicole.
I'm going with Lisa Guerrero on this one. Sorry.
Well, then you're going to have to go with her husband, too.
Well, let's pretend like she's not married. Now, for years, I've always loved Lisa Guerrero, and now her breast implants, you know. And, you know, you lose on this one, Will, because the stuff eats out Nicole Scherzinger's, so... Lisa Guerrero has to move on to the next round now.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I don't mind losing that contest.
Her and her big breasts on Inside Edition.
Oh,
is it Inside Edition or is it...
It is.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you're right.
I can definitely confirm that. I got the theme song in my head right now.
All right, so let's move on. We got Erin Andrews against Pamela Anderson. Who you got?
Oh, you know my answer. Let's just say we agree already. Well, finally, this is my answer.
I would go old school Pamela Anderson.
Well, as you would expect, we agree.
Okay. Pamela Anderson advances to the next round.
I thought it was so obvious I didn't even have to say.
All right, we got next bracket. We got Carmen Electra against Maria Menounos. Who you got?
What? I gotta go with that electricity.
Yeah, me too. I agree. I gotta go with Carmen. Carmen, back in the day, she was one of the top sexiest females in Hollywood, so I gotta go with her. So Carmen moves on to the next round. Next bracket, we got Amanda Seyfried against Beyonce. Who you got?
And right now, Beyonce, man, she definitely better.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna invest in the future. I call it upset.
Who you going with, Amanda?
Yeah, I'm pulling out upset.
I gotta go with old school Beyonce. I go old school Beyonce on this one.
I had a feeling there's going to be a tiebreaker.
Well, stuff wins out in the end, and Beyonce has to go with her on this one.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
So there's no match here.
You don't even have to consult with the council.
All right, so Beyonce moves on to the next round. Okay, this is another tough one. Battle of Latinas. You got Rosy Perez against Christina Milian. Who you got?
Well, very fans of both ladies, for obvious reasons. But you know what? I think I gotta pick Miliano.
I gotta go with Milian also. I agree with you on that one. Gotta go with Milian here.
I think if we go to the tiebreaker, I think Milian would lose, but I've always had that. You know,
me too, man.
Thing for Milian.
AM to PM.
Exactly. So the couple could take a break again.
Yeah. All right, so Christina advances. All right, next round we got J-Lo against Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Who you got?
Man, I mean, both ladies are fine, but, man, Kelly Kapowski, man. Shoot, you're going to have to pick a, man, it'd have to be, shoot, a miracle to surpass her. So I'm picking Kelly Kapowski.
I agree with you, man. Kelly Kapowski, top crushes of all time.
Man,
she might be the
front runner right now.
Yeah, she is. She is. I'm voting for her right now to go all the way. I'm voting for her. So we both agree. So she advances to the next round.
Yep.
She is definitely a top contender right now.
Oh yeah, but that could happen. You know. In sports, you know, anything could happen.
Yep. And we have one more bracket left in this round. We got Britney Spears, Jessica Alba. Who you got?
Yeah, like I'm saying, you could replay the tape over and over again. Yeah. I've been, you know, back in the day, I was feeling both of these girls, but then I would buy that too. That's my pick right there.
Gotta go with you there. Gotta go with Jessica Alba, my girl. No, have a crush on her ever since she was on that wannabe
Dark
Buffy
Dark
Vampire.
Angel.
Dark Angel. Exactly.
Dark Angel.
Exactly. So.
She was in that movie, Honey.
Yep. So, I always thought she would, you know, date a brother or marry a brother, but, you know, she let me down there, but I love her.
Well, at least you got to see that in Honey or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Will. Now we're in the Sweet 16 right now.
All
right. So we got the final 16 girls left. And let's start it off with Katy Perry, Irma Shaw Galar. Who you got?
All right. Darn. Yeah, I like Buffy, but I think this is the time she has to be staked now. I think, Katie, man, she's just staring right at me. So sorry, Buffy, Summers, forgive me.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you there, man. I love Sarah Michelle Gellar, but I think Katy Perry overpowers her any day of the week. So. I got to go with Katy Perry also, so we both agree on that.
Yeah, Katy Perry is a big bag. Big bag. Yeah. Like they say about the villains of the season.
Yeah. So she advances to the next round. Next bracket we got Kate Upton against Sofia Vergara.
Oh, man.
This is a tough one.
If only if I really had that choice for real. All right, man. You know what? Either way, you can't go wrong. But you know what? I'm going with KU right there. I'm like the Braves. I'm like the Braves. I'm picking the Upton.
All right, man. I gotta go with you too, man. I love Sofia Vergara. You know, she has the stuff. She has a sexy accent. You know, but gotta go with my girl Kate Upton. Too much youth and. Too much youth. I mean, she doesn't have as much experience as, you know, Sofia, but, you know, she has the youth and energy. So.
Yeah, man, that's a perennial all-star in the making right there.
Yeah, you know. I'm telling you, she's going to be a freaking Hall of Famer soon. So I got to go with her right now. So Kate Upton moves on. All right, we got next bracket. We got Cameron Diaz against Tyra Banks. This is a tough one.
It is.
I gotta go with Tyra.
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped in my mind as well. I can't. You know, like they say, go with your first guess. So yeah, that's it right there.
Going Tyra? Okay, so
yeah,
Tyra moves on.
SI, like twice
yeah.
in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, she was one of the top models back in her day. So
she was Axel Penny.
Yeah, with the commercials. All right, so Tyra moves on. Next bracket, we got Nicole Eggert against Lucy Lawless.
Oh, man. You know what? I think another action hero is going to take another upset, too. Because, man, I'm picking Nicole, man.
Picking Nicole?
Yeah, I think we're going to disagree.
I got to go Lucy Lawless with this one, man. Got to go Lucy Lawless on this one.
Let's go to the. But this is kind of hard.
Well, Lucy Lawless, I think she has more stuff. She has the best. She has the thicker body. But you know what? Let me go to the judges. Let me see here. Wow, Lucy has a bigger breast than I'd imagine. 38C.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I know she has big ones, but damn, I didn't know they were that big.
Yeah, I didn't. That's news to me.
Nicole Eggert's 34C is, well, actually, you know what? 34C for Nicole. Lucy's 38, so gotta get it to Lucy Lawless.
Shoot.
Edges her by 0.4 cups.
And so you gotta give her the win and the shock room.
Yeah, you gotta give it up to Lucy Lawless on this one, man.
Oh man, I'm ashamed that I even betted against her.
So she advances. Next bracket, we got Kim Kardashian, Lisa Guerrero. Who you got? I'm going with Kim K on this one, man.
I have to agree with you, man. I mean, you know, they're very comparable.
Yep.
You know, with attributes, you know, but yeah, I'd have to give the edge to Kim right there.
All right. So Kim K moves on. This next bracket is the battle of the 90s babes here. Battle of Baywatch, Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra. Who you got?
Man.
This is a tough one.
And this is like... Man, this is like a Final Four top two NCAA
yeah,
tournament.
It is. It is.
And we're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Man, something's got to give right here. This is the Baywatch Championship right here.
Yeah. I mean, Carmen, I thought she was more exotic. More exotic looking. But I got to go with Carmen Electra on this one, man.
I think Russell Lopes, I have to agree with you. She had that, you know, charisma. She had that, you know, like uniqueness.
Yep.
Like you were saying, man. Yeah. The electricity. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going with Carmen Electra, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So she advances to the E8. All right. We got next bracket. Beyonce gets Christina Milian. Who you got? I'm going Christina Milian, man.
I mean, if it went to the tiebreaker, Beyonce would have won. But Milian, man, I always had that, and
I always had that thing for her, man. Me and you.
Yeah, we agree, man. So that's
me
another upset. That's another upset right there.
Yeah. So Christina Milian edges out Beyonce. Mm-hmm. All right, next bracket we got Tiffany Amber Thiessen against Jessica Alba.
Same thing like the last one, but Tiffany.
I agree with you, man. Gotta go with Kelly Kapowski, man. I always felt her. Kelly Kapowski, always gonna have a crush on her until now. So I'm with you there. Kelly Kapowski advances. All right, Will. So we're in overtime here. Going to overtime with the Elite Eight.
Wow.
All right. You ready? You pumped up?
Let's do this, man.
All right. These are going to be the hard ones.
Oh, I know, man. They're already hard already.
and you're not talking about your penis.
No, I'm not.
All right. This is actually a battle of one of the semifinals in the Super Bay Bowl from back in February. This is Kate Upton against Katy Perry.
When did the final two?
It was the final four of the Super Bay Bowl.
Hmm.
But in that one, Kate Upton ultimately won. And you know what? I got to go with Kate Upton again.
Exactly. Yep.
Got to go with the champion, you know, so.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so she advances to the final four. Next bracket, we got Tyra Banks against Lucy Lawless. Who you got?
I got to say Tyra. Close.
Tyra?
I think we're going to disagree.
I got to go Lucy Lawless on this one, man.
Oh, we got to go to the tape now.
Oh, yeah. I think Tyra edges her out, you know, a little bit, but let me just see here. My computer's freezing here. Goddamn, the judges don't want me to... Goddamn, the judges don't want to give me a vote.
You gotta give it to... It's a tough decision, man.
All right, let's wait. You know, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that here. Let's move on to the next bracket in the meantime. Let's go on to Kim Kardashian and Carmen Electra. Who you got?
Carmen.
I got to go with you, too. I got to go with Carmen. You know, I think she surpasses Kim Kardashian. And she's...
Yeah.
I think she's just more... There's just something more about her.
Mysterious, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So Carmen advances to the final four. Next bracket, we got Christina Milian against Kelly Kapowski. Who you got?
Who against Kelly Kapowski?
Christina Milian.
Oh, man.
This is a tough...
All right. Now you're pulling out my chest right here, man. Dude, whoever I pick, I'm going to have to sleep on the couch after. in my head. Oh, man.
I got to go with Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, man. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I love Christina Milian, but I think Kelly Kapowski has more. I mean, I was at a crush on her, you know? 90?
I know, man. Believe me. I know.
So sorry, Christina Milian. Kelly Kapowski has to advance. So she advances to the next round here. All right, and now we're going to go back to the Tyra Banks and Lucy Lawless. Let me just see here. My computer has started back up. Let's find out Tyra Banks' pro size. All right. So Lucy Lawless was a 38 C.
Right.
Tyra Banks. Just waiting for the page to load. Oh well,
close.
This is a blowout right here. It's not even close. Tyra Banks is a 34 double D.
Damn.
So,
whoa.
Double D. Not even one single D. Double D.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. So Tyra, man, she has to advance in this one.
That's a double damn.
Yes.
I guess that's what it stands for.
I mean, I knew she had a big one, but damn, that's those are humongous. Wow.
Oh,
all right, Will. So we got our final four ready.
All right, man. So I'm guessing we're going to do this today or we're going to finish it?
Yeah, let's finish it right now, man. We have, you know, they're going to cut me off in maybe 5 to 10 minutes here. So let's try to get these in.
All right.
All right, we have final four matchup. We have first one, Kate Upton, Tyra Banks. Who you got?
Phew. know what? I'll pick Kate.
Taking Kate?
Yeah. This is tough, man. It's like Hogan versus
The Rock,
man. Wrestling's past versus wrestling's future, man. Two icons.
Yeah, I gotta go with you, man. I gotta go with Kate on this one. Gotta go with Kate. It's the youth and the energy, you know, over experience, so I gotta go with that, so. So Kate advances to the championship round. Another Final Four matchup. This is gonna be a tough one as well. Carmen Electra against Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amberdeason. Who you got?
Oh, man. Killing me, dude.
I gotta go with Carmen Electra, man. This is hard, but I gotta go with Carmen on this one. I mean, it's tough, but
you know what? I had to admit it, but you know, this is tough, but I guess I have to agree with you, man.
You going with Carmen?
Yeah, she does have that the aura and the mystique.
Yep. All right, Will, you know what that means.
Championship round. Oh, yeah, this is for all the marbles.
This is for all the marbles. We have Kate Upton, Carmen Electra. So let's think about this for a couple minutes before you make a decision on this, because this is really tough here.
Yeah, I think.
In one hand, you got Kate Upton, upcoming star, young, becoming one of the top sexiest women. Carmen Electra, one of the sexiest women in the 90s. Big boobs, pretty eyes, exotic looking, you know.
I'm going for the upset.
You going with Kate?
Nope.
You going with Carmen?
Know it.
All right.
What about you?
I got to go with Carmen also. I got to go. This one, I've been going with Kate Upton all through this tournament with the U, but this one I have to go with the experience and the veteran. I have to go with Carmen Electra.
So
veteran wins over youth any day. So with that said, the Mac Madness old school versus new school babe tournament champion is Carmen Electra. Let's go.
All right. That's a great choice. Congratulations.
That's game. You couldn't have, I mean, Carmen, she's still, even to this day, one of the sexiest women alive. You know? So you have to give it up to her. So she's the champion for this tournament.
Exactly.
So, well, you made a good choice there. I thought you were going to pick Kate Upton for a little bit.
Objective.
Yeah, hey, I was going back and forth. I almost picked Kate there, but I agree with you, man. Got to go with Carmen. So Carmen is our champion for this tournament. And, you know, we had some great matchups, you know, but ultimately, old school dominated this tournament. They won 36-26. So it shows you that, you know, it's not only cartoons and TV show that old school wins.
Movies.
You know, movies. The babes also win in old school as well, so got to give it to the old school girls.
Yeah, and there was a lot of important omissions that didn't make the list.
Yeah, unfortunately, maybe next year, you know, we'll add some girls to it who are on this year's list. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But great tournament. Thank you, Will. I appreciate you for participating. And got any last words you want to say before we get cut off here?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show, the listeners listening, and check out my show, CM, Sports Urban Legend, only on Block Talk Radio. Check it out.
You're going to have a WrestleMania preview tomorrow, right?
Oh, you know it.
All right. And, you know, me and Will are going to the WrestleMania show next week at MetLife Stadium. So next week I'll have a preview show of that on my show next Saturday at 11. So stay tuned for that. And I'm Matt Mack. I'm Corley Matthew and my co-host Will, Lee Boy. See you next week.